This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles Thursday, according to South Korea, making January the busiest month ever for North Korean missile launches. In an alert to reporters, South Korea's military said the North launched what was presumed to be two short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea off its east coast around 8 a.m. local time. So far this month, North Korea has conducted six rounds of missile tests, firing at least 10 missiles into the sea. Russia's foreign minister said Thursday officials were studying a written response by the U.S. to Moscow's demands to resolve the crisis over Ukraine, but that it contained, quote, no positive reaction on the main issue, end quote, of NATO expansion and weapon deployment. Tensions have soared in recent weeks as the United States and its NATO allies expressed concern that a buildup of about 100,000 Russian troops near Ukraine signaled that Moscow planned to invade its ex-Soviet neighbor. Russia denies having any such plans. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says an armed attack on Ukraine by Russia wouldn't be a rational move and reiterated an offer to mediate between the two countries. NATO member Turkey enjoys close relations with both Ukraine and Russia and has repeatedly offered to bring the two countries' leaders together. The Turkish leader said in a TV interview he wants, quote, the current tensions between Russia and Ukraine to be resolved before it turns into a new crisis, end quote. A member of Ukraine's National Guard opened fire on his fellow soldiers Thursday, killing five people and wounding five more, Ukraine's Interior Ministry said. The serviceman was detained by police, but his motives remain unclear. The soldier was on guard duty at a military factory and opened fire on his colleagues. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris left for Honduras Thursday, where Xiomara Castro is scheduled to be sworn in as the country's first female president. Castro faces high expectations to turn around the deeply troubled country amid uncertainty about whether an unfolding legislative crisis will allow her the support she needs. The United States government has strongly backed Castro and stands ready to provide support, seeing an opportunity to gain an ally in a region with few friends. In a possible sign of tensions in the region, presidents from neighboring El Salvador, Guatemala, and Nicaragua were not scheduled to attend. Vice President Harris was tasked with finding ways to address the root cause of Central American migration. She leads the U.S. delegation at Thursday's inauguration ceremony. India hosted leaders from five Central Asian countries Thursday for the first India-Central Asia Summit. The idea is to strengthen regional cooperation and discuss the regional security situation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met leaders from Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan in a virtual meeting. Modi said the nations, quote, same concerns and objectives with regards to national security, regional security, end quote, highlighting Afghanistan in particular. Western diplomats said Thursday they would expand their Afghan relief operations while continuing to pressure the country's Islamist Taliban rulers to respect human rights and allow girls to go to school. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the Security Council Wednesday that Afghanistan was, quote, hanging by a thread, end quote, and called for countries to authorize all transactions needed to carry out humanitarian aid. Some $9.5 billion in Afghan central bank reserves remains blocked abroad, and international development support has dried up since the Taliban seized power in August. The Jordanian army killed 27 drug smugglers in a clash early Thursday as they tried to enter the kingdom from Syria, it said in a statement. The traffickers were supported by an armed group, the army said, adding that a preliminary search was conducted in the area and large quantities of narcotics were found. A small ceremony was held in Bucharest Thursday to mark International Holocaust Remembrance Day. The event took place inside a Holocaust memorial where the Israeli ambassador to Romania gave a speech cautioning that indifference towards persecution can be the undoing of democracy. An Auschwitz survivor also spoke, sharing his strong commitment that younger generations need to remember the events of the Holocaust.